Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman, and Wednesday, October 4th, we're on the road to Southfield, Michigan for cybersecurity event, It's Not If, It's When, presented by Foster Swift Attorneys and ASK. Here's a panel presentation delivered by Foster Swift Attorneys, John Mashney, Alex Ayer, and Taylor Gast.
Grab your seats. Who's excited to hear anything legally related? Yes. Who loves their attorney? Let's be honest. Everybody loves attorneys, right? Well, welcome back. Thanks to Josh. I think he did a great job. I would say, just from firsthand experience, Josh and his team do an excellent job, and we've worked with them on various projects, and we've been very, very impressed. So he's definitely someone, if you don't have him on your team, someone like him is exactly what you need. So we are going to talk about kind of the legal aspects of cybersecurity. There's our slide. Let me do a quick introduction of the people here. To my right is Taylor Gast. He's an attorney at Foster Swift. He works in cybersecurity and privacy areas. He has handled some significant breaches, breach responses, and he's counseled clients and currently counsels clients on avoidance, on certain policies related to preventative measures, and he has kind of been involved in many, many different transactions that have occurred and advising clients on kind of legal aspects of breaches, avoidance, preventative measures, and things like that. So he has experience in this area, direct experience. To my left is Alex Ayer. Alex also works in the privacy and data security area. He works specifically in the litigation area. So if you want to know how I personally think of Alex, if someone takes your money and there's a cyber security breach, Alex will get it back, right? Which is usually very positive. People like that about Alex, especially when it's large amounts of money, you know, six figures plus. He has a great track record. Actually, it's, I think, very impressive track record, so good job, Alex. But he'll tell you some of the strategies that he uses to get that money back from, you know, when it's, you know, fraudulently taken from you or one of your clients or vendors or things like that. So he's going to share strategies that he has used and been successful at, and ways that will make him much happier when you talk to him. If you tell him, you know, this is what we did immediately, or if you contact him sooner rather than later, I'm sure that's one of the big ones as well. My name is John Mashney. I work in similar kind of areas and have experience and work with our firm's IT practice group, really working on all these different kinds of issues, specifically advising businesses and contracts and intellectual property, and specifically cybersecurity incidences and breaches. So we now get to talk to you about the legal aspects of cybersecurity. And I think the first thing that we wanted to just cover, even though I feel like a lot of people are bombarded by the risks, is the risks. This is a big deal, and I feel like sometimes we just take it for granted that, oh, we heard the news about Equifax, and literally half the country had potentially very significant personal information that was compromised. Half the country. And most likely, there have been other breaches, they're just not public. Maybe they'll never be public, or maybe they're just not public yet. The Equifax breach occurred, when was it, in May? And the Equifax actually found out about it. I think there's some kind of determinations that still need to be made in July. And then, when did the public hear about it?
September.
So just think about that for a moment and let that sink in. One of the things that I've constantly said is people should be way more freaked out about this than they are. There should be way more outrage about this than there is. And there is outrage, and people are scared, but this is a very significant issue. And that's why it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen, and what's your response. You know, just walking through some of the other risks, right? Data loss, theft, we're going to talk about ransomware, phishing, we're going to talk about, and you've already heard about some of the internal risks that come about. One of the things to think about is that there's not just a risk of internal damage, maybe losing data, maybe losing actually money. There's also the external risk of how does it affect your reputation? How many people want to pay Equifax for anything right now? There is a significant outside perception or public relations or reputational hit that happens. And so we're going to talk through some of the things and the ways that we've advised. This is practically how do you avoid some of that stuff? Again, look at $30. I think, I don't remember where we pulled that data. It might be old now, but the average cost to purchase a social security number, is that actually $30 for one or $30 for like $1,000? I don't remember. Josh?
So depends on how good the account is, but I think that there seems to be a surplus of them available now, so it's probably a little lower.
Okay, that's what I thought, yes. It's, I feel like we've seen more recent data, but bottom line, your social security number is probably available for sale somewhere. Just pointing out facts, this is actual data, we're not trying to scare people more than should be warranted, but you should be scared. So we're also going to talk about what we call cyber incidents response plan, and Josh talked about it as well. I think it's really important. If we're saying it's going to happen, it is going to happen, it's not.
We'll be back with more from the cybersecurity event, It's Not If, It's When, presented by Foster Swift Attorneys and ASK in Southfield, Michigan, on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.